Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled, An Encouraging Word. Now here's Darlene.
In her book, Truffles from Heaven, Kaylee Schneiders tells of the difference that encouragement made in her life. Because of Kaylee's extreme shyness, her mother enrolled her in a speech class. Now there's nothing more terrifying for a timid person than to have to get up in front of people and talk. After trembling her way through the speech, Kaylee dashed from the room to read the teacher's evaluation in private. She tells us about it. There at the top of the page in red ink, Mr. Shipp had forcefully written my grade. I was amazed. Three simple lines on a white piece of paper formed the letter A. Those three small lines were followed by three huge words that changed my life. Good job, Kaylee. That was the beginning of Kaylee eventually becoming, of all things, a speaker for church groups and other organizations, all because someone believed in her. Barnabas was like that teacher. His real name was Joseph. But in the early days of the New Testament church, the apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Why? Well, Barnabas took a man named Saul under his wing and believed in him when nobody else did. That man became the Apostle Paul, and the two of them ministered together extensively. Then Barnabas took his cousin John Mark under his wing, a rather immature young man who had disappointed Paul to the extent that Paul no longer wanted him to travel with them. Barnabas discipled him until one day Paul wrote, "Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." No doubt it was Barnabas' caring that encouraged John Mark to make something of his life. So never underestimate the difference your support can make. Maybe someone in your life is just waiting to hear those words. Good job, friend.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.